Good Nerv Shabbos, the Sosemis says that he wants to suggest, how is it that Lot was zeichet to be together with Avraham Avinu? Eventually, through that hashpah, Lot was affected enough to the point that he's going to be the progenitor of Amon Amoyev and David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. What was that schus? So he suggests it was because his father Haran. Haran was Moshe Nefesh for Avodah Zarah. He refused to do Avodah Zarah. Now he did it without the full Maseiros Nefesh Shleimus. He only did it after he saw that Avraham Avinu was saved, and he believed that he would be saved as well, which wasn't what happened. And because it wasn't Bishleimus, he was Nisraf. But his Sreifa was a Kiddush Hashem. He was Nisraf for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rashi was not by Kabeh Schal Korbeyo. And that's why Horan was there, his son Lot should be able to have this relationship, etc. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about this idea that Pum Torah, the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Torah's Lashon is B'nik Dashi B'Sech B'nei Yisrael. It's in the passive language. That's what you find. Historically, you had parents who were killing their children, Lo Aleinu, not that they should be taken for Avodah Zarah. They're Ketanim, they have no mitzvahs on them. But they felt the Kiddush Hashem is in a passive voice as opposed to an active voice, Yishach even by Katan. He sees that the Chazal go through the fact that the various enemies of Klal Yisrael, which through them Nisim took place, because of that they were Zoicha, that they had descendants who became Gerim, who became major parts of Klal Yisrael. With the single exception of the Nebuchadnezzar. So he says, why is that the Nebuchadnezzar? So the Nebuchadnezzar was part of a Kiddush Hashem. The Kiddush Hashem was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, punishment for Averis, etc. But he was able to continue to live and rule over the world, and that was his payment in this world. Sisra, Haman, etc., they were a part of a Kiddush Hashem, and immediately they were killed. So their payment was instead not in Olam Hazeh, but it was through their children. And that has to be established through Olam Haba, which means that eventually the children, the descendants, became part of Klal Yisrael. So Kiddush Hashem is something which is takes place in the passive tense. Even the person doesn't intend it. If it's because of him, he has to get schar. Haran, who intended it, but even it was Shlo Lishma, and he was zeichet the Kiddush Hashem of being Nisraf, not to do Avodah Zarah. There's a tremendous schus which stood by his son Lot, and from that came Amon Amoyev, enemies of Klal Yisrael, but eventually he was the progenitor of David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. So the importance of an action of a mitzvah, even with Shalom Lishma, is something which cannot be downplayed at all. It's something which is tremendous. The Rizal said that Haran was a Gilgal from Olam Harishon. Olam Harishon was, by eating from the Eitz Hadas, there was an element of Avodah Zarah. So Haran was sent to the world to be Masakan that. Had he chose to allow himself to be killed for that, that would have been a tikkun for the chet of Olam Harishon. But since he only did it because he believed the nes was going to happen for him, the full tikkun didn't take place. Then he continues that the people in the future eventually who are also a Gilgal from Olam Harishon. But for our purposes, so the Melech HaMashiach, which is the one who's going to bring to the world the final message of Hashem Echad, Shmei Echad, the final tikkun for the Avodah Zarah, has to come out of the descendants of Haran, who came as a Gilgal from Olam Harishon, to misaken this, that even though it wasn't perfect, etc., some element of tikkun was accomplished by a mitzvah which is done, even though it's done Shlo Lishma. Have a good Shabbos.